أربعة للبودكاست.
In days of yore, when nights were bold and stories of adventure yet untold. Welcome there to a new episode of True Arabian Nights Podcast, a production of Arba. Tonight we will be journeying back in time to Granada. When you hear the name Gloria Alvarez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? I bet you might think of Spain, Latin, Europe, but you can be more wrong, my dear. It is a name of an Arab woman. How is that? You might wonder, but let me tell you her story. Once upon a time, there was an Islamic region called Andalus, which was located in West Europe. There were different people living in Andalus, and it wasn't only for Muslims, but the rulers were Muslims, and they ruled it for a whole 8 centuries. But sadly, all of that has to come to an end. The year was 1212. Muslims lost in the Battle of Al-Huqab Fort. They were left only with 2 states, Seville and Granada. Their position was very weak, and the ruler of Granada at that time had no choice but to ally himself with the enemy in order to ensure that no more Muslims would be killed or tortured. He signed a treaty with the King of Castile, stipulating that he would fight with him against any country wherever it is. But the ruler of Granada didn't know that the country would be Seville. But so it was. Although he helped his enemy kill his peers, the King of Castile broke the treaty and besieged Granada. As soon as Fernando III, King of Aragon, married Isabel Harris to the throne of Castile in 1474, they together united and formed the Kingdom of Spain and began torturing and deporting Muslims. And from here, our story begins. Fernando III and Isabel were not satisfied, and they insisted on removing all Muslims from Andalusia and throwing them one by one. Of course, this didn't happen within a month, 2, or even a year. Rather, it took them 18 years, and these years were called the Years of Blood. They burned scientific and religious books, any book that contained a Quranic verse, or mentioned any of the prophets or writers, caliphs, was burned. If you want to stay, you must change your religion and embrace Christianity, as it is the holy and true religion, and no other religion is recognized except it. You must change your name to a foreign one. You cannot be Christian with a name that is like Ahmed, Abdullah, Huda, and so on. Not all people were rich. Some of them couldn't afford to travel, move to a new country, or begin a new life. In order not to be tortured or expelled, they chose to pretend. They pretended to be Christians during the day and practiced all the rituals required, like going to the church every Sunday. But when evening comes, they close their windows, doors, and curtains, read Quran, and pray the 5 daily prayers secretly in their homes. This is exactly what Salima bint Jafar did, our heroine of the story. She was very young when Castilian captured Granada, forcing her to change her name into Gloria Alvarez. She went and witnessed the burning of Arabic Islamic books that took place in Bab Ramla Square. But fortunately, her grandfather, Abu Ja'far al-Warraq al-Qirnati, was able to hide some precious books, as he couldn't bear to apart books and give up knowledge. He earned his nickname Al-Warraq from his intense love for books and reading. Most of the books that were in Salima's house were medical books that talked about human body, its compositions, the common diseases that afflicted, and how to treat them. They were very difficult and overwhelming books for a girl like her. But she was resistant and she read them all day and night. Usually most children spend their day playing and running around, but Salima spent her day reading about the parts of a human body. Days passed, and Salima grew up and her knowledge grew with her. She began collecting herbs and buying storage utensils. She turned her room into a medicine factory and began treating people. She started with her neighbors and her grandfather's acquaintances, and little by little, her reputation began to spread in Granada, and people began to come to her, so that she could treat what doctor couldn't treat. She became known as the Wise of Granada, who has a cure for every disease. But this fame caused her troubles and rumors began to spread about her. Some people used to say that she harms people with the herbs and mixtures she makes. And some others used to say that the medical books in her house contain strange words and strange drawings similar to those found in books on black magic and sorcery. Of course, these rumors caught the attention of the Inquisition. And they sent men to Salima's house to bring her to court. The Inquisition was never tolerant. It began to appear when Andalusia was taken and Muslims were the ones who interned it the most, simply because they followed a religion other than Christianity. When Salima arrived at the court, it was presided over by a theological judge and two inquisitors, who believed in torturing and burning witches. The judge began his speech and said, "In the year 1527 from the birth of Christ, and on the 15th day of May in our present, Antonio Agabida, judge at the Bureau of Investigation, Alfonso Madeira, investigator, and Miguel Aguilar, investigator at the General Bureau. This investigation began into what was rumored and became known to us that Gloria Alvarez, whose old name was Salima bin Jafar, practices black magic. She has suspicious seeds, plants, compositions in her house and used them to harm and deceive people. We verified this after we went to her house and took her books on herbs." Then the judge began to question Salima and ask her if she believed in the devil. And she said, "I believe that the devil exists, and everything that happens to people is due illness of the body or mind." This answer shocked the judge, who said to her, "The charge of denying Satan alone is enough to burn you after torturing you to heal your soul." Then the judge asked her if she ever walked across distance at the night on the back of an animal, to which she replied, "I haven't heard that this happened to anyone except Muhammad, the prophet of Muslims." The judge questioned her answer and asked her if this really happened. Then Salima started feeling danger coming close to her, so she began defending herself. So she said, "I was baptized and became Christian." But that sentence didn't go in her favor at all, as the judge has made his mind before, right from the beginning, and these questions were only formalities that he had to do before announcing her ruling in front of everybody. So he said, "The estimated council of theologians and spokespeople for the Catholic Church met. After discussions and deliberations, we concluded that the woman called Gloria Alvarez is an infidel, and we sentenced you to torture for purification and then burning." Salima was strong and brave even in the last moments of her life. She did not cry or collapse when she heard the judge's ruling. Rather, she was silent, patient, and walked wailingly with the men who pulled her and took her to the Ramela Square, or the box has been burned years ago. They burned her books one by one in front of her eyes. Then they took off her clothes, hang her by her legs, and cut off her breasts. Blood bled from her body and her screams became louder. Finally, they lit fire underneath her and watched her burn until she became ashes and nothing remained of her. And with that, we have arrived to the end of our episode. Tell me, friends, did you know that Arabs had to change their names into Christian ones? Or it was a brand new information for you? If it was, don't forget to share it with your friends later and share your comments with me below. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, which was brought to you by your host, Asma Amin, and read into you by Laman Mohamed, protected by Arba Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss any new episode. See you again another night.